Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot... We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We're going not just up a road, but through roadworks. Huge pits. You know what it is?
It's the Olympics.
Blooming HS2.
Is it really?
Yeah. All right.
So where's the HS2 ending now? Is it ending here in Wendover?
I think it just goes a few more fields further on.
Right.
And then just stops.
Yeah. Then just dribbles out for no purpose.
Yeah.
Heaven just gets let
it's
out into
the
country.
It's for all those people who like to commute
there
from,
you go, mate.
From Buckingham to, yeah. Yeah. To Enfield.
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
Perfect.
It's what everyone's been asking for. And the good thing is, as you can
that'll
see
that'll revolutionise this country.
It's made the countryside look so beautiful. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to.
Oh, welcome.
I say good morning.
Good morning.
I think that.
Good afternoon.
We don't want this run to last forever, so.
We are running all day today.
Release this one
today
straight
we run.
After the other one.
Today we run all day.
We run all day.
Yeah.
All the next episodes for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Look at what we're doing here. I just wanted to see what this shortcut is. Because we just got into that field and turned left across the field. Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Let's see where we are.
Yeah.
So, we are running indeed all day, entering phase two of a 3-4 episode
20 mile.
We've run them for an hour and a half and we've run 6 miles,
ooh,
which would suggest that this is going to take us
really
5 hours.
Yes.
That's the maths.
Wow. Yeah.
I think that's fair enough, unless we get really tired.
Yeah.
Because it is averaging out. We're making better time on surfaces like this.
Yes.
And we're still running.
A lot of it's surface dependent. There's some pretty
really
bad.
Is.
There's a lot of bad stuff underfoot.
And it's March the 4th. I think it'd be good if it's 4 episodes because all the 4s, you know.
Yeah.
That's auspicious. You know, when the 4s come together. Because you know what it is? Do you know what it was, our last one, Paul?
What was that?
It's a 444th episode.
Was it really?
It was.
Was it, honestly?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 4s in terms of... Not that I believe in this, in rubbish, but 4s are strength, you know, reliability.
All right.
You know, putting the anchors down.
Yeah, we'll take that.
That kind of thing. So that's good.
We'll have it.
Auspicious, auspicious.
Yeah, 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 we'll have that.
Wendover 1.5 on the Ridgeway Path. Written on a really nice, friendly sign. That's nice, isn't it?
These people, I mean, they probably do mind, but they've got to put with people walking in front of their front window.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. Wow, that was a good pond, isn't it?
Like, it was a nice little pond.
I wonder if you could
clean
it up and do lengths.
Yeah.
It's like a really narrow, straight pond with a sundial at the end. See this? Someone's used an old bath as a water trough.
Ooh, oh.
Talking of my dad. Nice. Well, not just my dad, but my whole family. My dad was the leader. You always stop and throw stones in there until someone gets one in.
Yeah.
And me and my wife played that game the other day. It's like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, it's the memories.
Hazard.
The memories. Oh, I missed it. The memories. Oh, I still can't get it in.
So this is the bit where we... The little downhill bit.
That's right. We've actually...
Where we go down into...
We've just crested the Chilterns for the first time.
Right.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is nice.
We've also run into the woods.
Yeah.
Quite pretty.
Yeah. Found our flow.
Soon we'll be getting to a full-size town, which is going to be a bit weird.
Yeah.
I don't think it will serve much purpose, really. We don't need anything. We're going to, you know what I mean, we're not getting public transport.
No.
Nothing we need to buy. But
what town is it?
Wendover.
All right, okay.
We've wended our way over to Wendover. What I want to know is the name of the hill we're going up and the obelisk at the top of it.
Right.
We'll find that out as we go, won't we?
Yeah.
I mean, it's on the map. This is nice. Downhill through the woods.
Really nice.
As yet,
little downhill.
Not overly
nice and
slippery.
Relaxed.
Do you remember a stretch like this on the Race of the Stones?
Yeah, this parts of this place, of this run today, reminding me a little bit of Race of the Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I don't want to oversimplify, but I think coming onto this side of the hills, you know, I think that the front edge, the north-facing side of the Chilterns, has kind of a mood.
Yeah.
And that's what the first third of the Race of the Stones, the first 30K on the first day.
Yeah.
That's where it is, isn't it? And also that poshness. You'll come around a corner and suddenly go across a golf course or in front of a couple of multi-million pound houses.
And then also that sort of...
Or in the case of today, going past a couple of multi-million pound horses.
Yeah.
Hello!
This is...
Yeah, that way.
When we... And also the funny thing about Race of Stones is when you just emerge and suddenly you're in the middle of a village.
Yeah, that's
it's always
right.
Quite absurd, isn't it?
Yeah, you kind of forget.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I think that's what I was saying about going to Wendover. It's going to be a bit weird for us.
Yeah.
Because it gets quite close to... it doesn't go to Reading, does it? But it gets to Goring.
Right.
And I think the Thames is really, it's really nice, but it's all populated along there. And like you say, you're suddenly going through the edge of a town for ages. On a blooming summer's weekend afternoon as well. Just people in sports cars.
Yeah, it's quite jarring.
And then suddenly you're on a long, chalky white path in the middle of nowhere for ages. It's great.
Yeah.
We're now on the
great
surface of beech nut shells. Altogether better underfoot. And the slight downhill too. It will do.
Yeah, that's great. It feels good.
I think, actually, the old path is on our left. It's like, see this scoop?
Yeah.
We're running along the bank. But obviously people do. And it's nice. I would actually say that during the Race of the Stones, the bit that was most like this was the bit that we were both running much too fast.
Yes. Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah.
Ridgeway.
Yeah, let's
Rideway.
Do it.
Ridgeway, yeah.
It's always nice out here to be on the Ridgeway or the Icknield Way, because they tend to be bridleways so that people can cycle and ride horses. And of course, it's just much easier to run.
It is a bit easier, yeah.
Although sometimes I was on a bridleway in the Lake District and me with my son, and we were just laughing. We were saying, I don't know what they mean bridleway. Because if you tried to take a horse up this, it was like a natural, very steep stone staircase. You imagine taking a horse there and a horse going, sort of. Can't do it.
It's nice to emerge from Herbert's Hole, isn't it?
Oh.
That was nice.
It was really, it was very slick. It was a lot of soupy brown material to wade through.
Nice to get out of that
hole. And I nearly fell on that young woman. Great days. Oh, look at this. Where are we getting to now? Give way. Okay. Well, it's all straight on.
Cool.
We're just about to get to somewhere called... oh, I haven't got my reading glasses.
I don't know where they are, actually.
I don't know where they are, but I'm feeling a great weight on my left.
Ridgeway.
Sign Ridgeway. There. It says Ridgeway straight on.
Yeah.
Very
Boswell's,
fancy.
Yeah.
House with a bell tower.
Stables.
Let's see if I can get a picture of it.
Ooh. Rich people.
I wonder if you could help. I've sprained my ankle. Oh, come in. Would you like anything from the 50s?
What do you do for a local, for a weekly shop round here?
Yeah.
Where's a corner shop?
Send a man.
Yeah.
Well, we are about, I think we're probably afternoon strolling distance from Wendover now, which is, that's a full-size place.
Yeah.
That's a good name for a cottage. Middle distance. Middle distance.
Yeah.
I saw them from when we were further away, actually. Yeah. The funny thing about places like this now is that you often look at them and think, oh, I see, that's an Airbnb. There's a lot of it about, isn't there?
Yeah. So were you gigging at the weekend then? Where were you? Were you out and about? Were you?
I'd say Chelmsford.
All right.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Where I missed the train.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It was actually so nice that my friends were there, not just because it was lucky. It was nice to see them too.
And was it a nice little gig at Chelmsford?
Really nice gig.
Who was on?
Marcus Birdman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who is a real old friend. We started out around the same time. And we were talking about it. We said, I haven't seen for ages. Classic thing. It felt like we hadn't seen each other for a couple of years. I think maybe we hadn't seen each other for 7 years.
Yeah, sort of pre-pandemic sort of business.
Yeah, exactly. And he said...
He's had a couple of strokes, hasn't he?
That's a relief.
Yeah.
It's a farmer in a little car. Little
going
car.
Really fast.
Yeah. If he'd come down here, we would have...
We'd have been...
He'd have been diving in the verges.
Yeah.
We were warned about that in South Oxfordshire, yeah. Weren't we? Yeah, really nice to catch up. And he was cracking as well. He was on excellent form.
Yeah, he's a very, very strong comic.
He did it. He got to the final of Britain's Got Talent, didn't he?
Yes.
In the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And he's also had... health
a couple of little strokes, hasn't
he? Yeah, and lost half his eyesight and stuff.
Oh, goodness.
He wears it all very lightly. It's very cool. And also just the same old comic.
Yeah.
Doing new stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah,
it's
really
lovely
strong.
To see him. Also, Mandy Mooden.
Right.
Who is someone... We both used to work for the same theatre company before we were comics.
Right.
So, you know, there was a lot of... I have to say...
She did Britain's Got Talent as well.
Oh, she did as well. Yeah. Of course she did. Yeah. That's right. So there must be a booking
policy
there.
A bit of a reunion,
there.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember Mandy Mooden is one of the people who's tried to persuade me to do Britain's Got Talent.
Still holding out?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
yeah.
That conversation came round again this year.
All right.
And the person who asked was very understanding. And I get it. I mean, the difference is, I'm sure that a lot of comedians are talking about it, but I have got a trick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, oh, I just can't.
It's more the sort of chat before you start that I'd struggle with.
Exactly.
The kind of laying yourself open to it all sort of thing.
I just don't want to be judged in any way. I'm literally, that's why I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
So I don't have to ever be judged by anyone in any way.
Although, I mean, well, not judged formally, but you're judged by the crowd, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, but not
I don't
like
mean,
that
I'm not talking about points and don't mind if they like it or not. I just don't want to, I don't want notes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I really respect it. I really, again, every year the
some
conversation
people can do
comes
it, can't
up
they?
And I have the conversation.
Yeah.
And there would be, you know, it could go well, it would be advantageous.
Yeah.
But it's just not for me. That's
if it
all.
Makes your soul wither, there's just no point.
Yeah, that's right. Well, going right back to our beginnings as a presenting partnership. You know, so I said, you know, you do well, then you can do really well, and you can do all the cruises. And I think I just cannot imagine entertaining on a cruise and not being deeply unhappy.
There's so many guys.
I see everything that's good about it. People we know and respect.
Yeah, so many people
money,
are doing it. Yeah.
Nice people on the cruises.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
No, same here. It would feel. I'd feel so depressed getting on a cruise.
Yeah. They'd find you downstairs trying to hold the hull.
Yeah.
I just want to sink it.
Yeah, it's just. It's mentalities, isn't it? Some guys like it. It's a bit of a jolly for them.
Yep.
They get to see places, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're very similar to us. You know, they
totally.
They have a distance from it and so on. But I think when it comes down to it, we really do need a home situations, don't we?
Yeah.
So, lovely to see Marcus and Mandy. But yeah, a sense of how old school the gig was is coming through, isn't it? Because last time I'd done it was... You know, something like 20 years earlier. And there was someone really nice, actually. I hope you're listening, because a lady came up and said, oh, I came tonight to see you. Big fan of running commentary.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
And I didn't see her again afterwards, but I kind of checked in with her during my set when I was doing the running stuff.
That is nice when you get that.
That was really nice. And as I say, I had other friends, and they're friends I know from the Lake District, actually. So that was a lovely gig. Nice to do that. And then on Saturday...
Yeah.
I was in the old country. I was back in Oxford, where you were the week before.
Oxford Glee.
Yes.
The Bullingdon, is it?
Yeah. And that was good. Sold out. I was annoyed about being on first, and I thought they might be a bit cold. But they weren't. They were They were good.
Yeah, the circuit is in rude health at the moment.
It is.
Has to be said.
It turns out to be.
Yeah.
That was classic, like you say. It's weird when you get to a town. We just got to a road, and Paul quite rightly said,
careful.
Slow down a little bit as you get to the
TGC. Yeah. Get run over.
Think about it. Let me just see where we are. We're going over the map. Turn it over. Let's do this thing right. Small element of kit report.
Yeah.
I am carrying a map case.
Yeah.
Took the map out of the case to look at it. Yeah. First time I looked at it. And the map has
been you can't be bothered
in my hand ever since then.
Yeah.
The map case, very light, flapping away.
Yeah. Slightly irritating. Right. Yeah.
What can you do?
Things just start to fall apart.
Yep. Okay, so this is good. I know where we are. We're going to pass a church in a minute. And then a pond. It's village-type stuff. Birdies singing all on the right.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, I think I've severely underestimated how hard it makes wearing a backpack.
So
it just feels... Because it affects your... It affects your style so much, doesn't it?
Yeah, how do you think it's affecting
your
gait?
So it's just like, it's more of a shuffle, which is fair enough. I mean, I wasn't going to be bouncing along
in
the Marathon de Sable, but it does slow you down quite a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Not just the weight, but just the whole sort of thing.
I mean, you could argue it's as long as your gait's good.
Yeah.
But it's quite good that it slows you down.
Yeah.
It kind of breaks, natural breaks. Because you want... You get into
I won't be setting off too fast.
Very short-stepped style, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
When you're running long.
And that's fair enough. Yeah. That's to be encouraged.
Yeah.
I think it's a mental thing, isn't it? Just getting your head around the idea that your backsack is your friend.
Yeah.
Because it's got things you need in it.
Did you say backsack?
Backsack.
Because you're so used to saying the words backsack and crack.
Yeah. Your rucksack is your mate.
Church with celandines and daffodils in the graveyard. Little yew trees around it. Little blooming blossom on that tree.
That's very nice, actually.
It's
beautiful.
A nice spot, isn't it? I think you're about to go past a little pond as well. Look at that church behind me. There it is. Nice. Now I can get a picture of that without me in it. It'd be even nicer. There we go.
Beautiful, yeah.
Proper lich gate. Do you know that phrase, lich gate?
I don't know that phrase.
Right. It's what they call these kind of house-like gates.
Right.
And lich is Old English for body.
All right, okay.
So lich gate is where they drop the corpses off.
Oh, nice.
Fun. There's a cormorant swimming around in that pond.
Fun times.
It's all right, isn't it?
Coming to the edge of Wendover.
Yeah. Good. You know, that means we are closing in. I mean, it's a while yet, and we've got some country to cover. But
closing
the halfway
in on...
point is in our sights now.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is good.
I think we'll be able to...
Psychologically, that's
...include the halfway point in this episode, he says, encouraging disaster to befall the runners within the next mile or so.
Yeah, I had a real... sort of breakthrough stand-up wise on over the weekend, because I'm gigging a lot.
You're up north, right?
Yeah, March is loads of gigs.
Yes.
And it's also loads of miles.
We were just saying,
so I'm tired all the time.
Miles bad, but doing loads of gigs is great for your act.
Yeah.
I think getting a bit older, it's also nice to not gig for a week or two and then come back and feel enjoy the looseness.
A bit of fresh,
But you do exciting things when you're doing gigs back to back, and things that are improv one night become bits.
Yes.
It all sort of comes together, Morning Magpies.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the long runs on the days. Hello, mate. On the days I'm not running, I'm getting tired.
Yeah.
And with loads of drives and stuff. But it means
I find driving awful. Yeah. I'm so glad I rarely drive in terms of running training.
Yeah.
Know it. Because it just uses... You're using all the same muscles in a slightly different
way. Yeah, there's sort of... I've got to be really careful about my calf, which is actually feeling quite good today.
Yeah.
But I stretched it a fair bit before we set off.
Good.
But yeah, I was going to Manchester and I was doing this gig called the Frog and Bucket, which I didn't do for years, the Frog and Bucket.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, it's
quite a classic.
Quite rough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tasty.
Tasty, sort of traditionally very Mancunian sort of gig.
Yes. Also not an ideal space. It's kind of a cube. And if some people who are making fuss and heckling or not listening,
they can hide.
If they're in awkward positions, it can be really hard to work.
They can hide there. There's like groups under the stairs and on the balcony and all that sort of stuff. And I was pretty miserable going up there, to be honest.
You weren't relishing the prospect?
No, not really. And
just a moment for the beauty of these little houses.
Yeah, this is really gorgeous. Nice, isn't it? And then I just got there and I just had some really cracking gigs.
Yeah.
And just realised how small the room is.
Yes.
At Frog.
And how you...
And just playing with all the different elements.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, listen, it only took me 30 years to work that out. Yeah. I got there in the end.
You probably got scared of it at the time. You forget that your skills have developed.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't... I never didn't do it because I wasn't scared. It was just management and politics. I was always up for it. Just like...
Of course, if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a nice gig.
Yeah.
And all that energy, but maybe whisper.
It's getting better as well.
Audiences are nicer.
The audiences are changing, yes.
People drink less. Yeah. We've got less to prove.
Yeah.
And specifically, even with lockdown and stuff, they haven't seen other people behave badly.
Yeah.
So they haven't learned that that's how you do it.
And also, I think we might have mentioned it the other week, but when people... don't have great gigs now. People don't get heckled.
No.
It's just a different... People are more sort of...
Just shifts into kind of politeness.
Just quite quietly, quiet embarrassment or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Which, of course, is still fantastically awful.
Oh, it's still really hard work. but the brutality of the mid to late 90s has gone.
They're in for the kill.
Yeah.
And we see weakness, we attack.
I'm really getting Race to the Stones vibes here, but obviously... That just shows how little attention I was paying. But
yeah, we're not quite
there. We're coming in and out of the...
Edge of the Chilterns, that's exactly what's going on. And of
in
course...
In and out of Wendover.
I know you worry about your cars. We won't be on real roads for too long.
It's all good.
We get up into the hills in a second, but then, after that, just fair warning, we do have to run through Wendover in the opposite direction.
All right. Oh, okay.
Straight through, baby.
All right.
Having said that, four... hard surfaces, quite nice, quite a soft tarmac on it.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
None
he
of that
says going onto the grass.
Concrete pavement you get in old London town. Here's a railway station if you want to give up. That was a test you passed, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, sort of that, it's one of those things of like, you have ideas about rooms.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's always just an idea.
And also, you know? You know? I would say, I'm not blowing... Our trumpet's too hard.
Yeah.
I think, A, obviously we've been doing it for a long time, we've got skills. But also, we're both, I don't know, we come from a place where we're quite likely to make friends with the audience.
Yeah.
Just remember in those days you were talking about going to Jonglers, being in the dressing room with kind of lovely people and maybe doing something different, something a bit gentle or a bit surreal.
Yeah.
And just... watching it and thinking, oh no.
Yeah.
And just, like you say, they're just, people would be so horrible.
Yeah, they could, they
just
could.
Just tear them apart.
It's much better now.
Oh, car coming through, gets to the pavement.
Oh.
There's a lot of shenanigans here. We're going not just up a road, but through roadworks. Huge pits, you know what it is?
It's the Olympics.
Blooming HS2.
Is it really?
Yeah. All right. So soon we'll be able to get the train up here, go all the way up to Manchester.
Yeah.
If you would take it, not.
So where is the HS2 ending now? Is it ending here in Wendover?
I think it just goes a few more fields further on.
Right.
And then just stops.
Yeah. Then just dribbles out for no purpose.
Yeah.
Heaven just gets let
it's
out into
the
country.
For all those people who like to commute
there
from,
you go, mate.
From Buckingham to, to Enfield.
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
Perfect.
It's what everyone's been asking for. And the good thing is, as you can
that'll
see,
that'll revolutionise this country.
It's made the countryside look so beautiful. So it's a win-win.
The owner came in for a chat with a frog.
Yeah.
Who I'd never met. And he's a bit of a character legend, the bloke who runs the frog.
Yeah, I know him. And, Sam? Is that someone else?
No, I don't think it's Sam. Okay. I mean, say he's a legend. None of us seem quite sure of his name. But it felt like a real sort of... So it felt like a real Victorian scene with the owner coming in. Really nice suit.
Yeah, top hat.
Little kerchief, little folded handkerchief thing coming out of his top pocket, sipping a glass of really nice wine.
Yeah.
The comics there, you could see them upping their social game when he came in.
Yeah, well, you know? I know you said he was comping, and I can imagine him bantering really hard, but yeah. Still while judging very carefully.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like...
Go across.
Yeah, saying how well everything's going, club's selling out, there's now a matinee, which is great.
Yeah.
It's great, it's really busy.
So how many shows did you do in 3 days?
I did Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I did four shows for Frog and two for Comedy Store.
Brilliant.
So it was quite busy.
That's a weekend, isn't it? That is like the old days.
It is.
Except without anyone having their throat torn out by a batting crowd.
Yeah.
We've got to cross here, but careful because we're on the bend.
And the promoter said, because it's going so well with all the clubs and stuff,
yeah,
he said he's really going to ramp up the money for the acts. He just said that. It's just incredible.
Did he really say that?
Did he, hell?
I fell for it for a second. Here we are. This is it. We've come through the roadie bit.
Nice.
And we're at Beckham Hill, or Beckham Hill, Beckham Hill. Please feel free to get in touch and tell me how many times I got it wrong.
No fires or barbecues.
That's a kissing gate, actually, if you wanted to... Oh, it's gone.
So do we have to go through Wendover again?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
We've got to go. Basically, think of this obelisk...
Right, okay.
...as a checkpoint.
Right.
We are going to run to it, check it out...
Yeah.
...see how we're doing it, see if we've done 10 miles...
Yeah.
...and also, not to be too producery about it, but we should probably check the recorders...
Yeah, that, I think
it'd be a shame to lose all this great content.
I think that's a fair comment, yeah. Quite a steep hill now. Working up the hill.
No, well...
Crafting up the hill.
Talking of comedy, I did send an email this morning because, one of the big chains has lately decided to have me to open rather than to close.
Right.
Regularly.
And, yeah.
And they don't pay as much as everyone else.
Yeah.
And I've always thought them... as really classic gigs to look forward to.
Yeah.
And B, the backbone of my diary.
Yeah.
But if someone knew, got in touch with me now,
and said,
we want you to do this slot for that money, I'd say no.
Yeah, that's
so
the thing.
I've had to take a position, Paul.
Yep.
And I haven't got an agent, so I can't make that politics someone else's
problem. You've had to tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not having it. Hiya.
Lucky for those walkers that they came along at exactly the moment when I was voiding about a pint of...
Snotting.
Snot from my face.
Yeah.
Every hole in my face. So how are you doing with the old water?
Yeah, the water's going really well. I just can't access it.
Yeah.
It's really wet.
Wet water, great.
Really wet.
And you've still got loads because you haven't drunk any.
Yeah. Still got loads. Got me block cubes to go. Got some bananas. Got some nuts. Got some mint cake.
All kind of mint cake.
Afterwards.
Classic.
I bought some from Runner's Knee last time I was there. See what that's like.
Oh, that hurts.
What's happened?
Well, I put my thumb. This is ridiculous. This is not useful. Oh.
You're all right.
I put my thumb in my back pocket to get some salt. Tabs.
Yeah.
And I've got a long thumbnail.
Oh,
and I've broken it nearly all the way off.
Oh.
But not all the way off.
Right.
That's not a salt tab, it's a saurine. Paul. Sorry, keep
it's
running.
It's all right, don't worry.
The zip I broke my thumb on.
I'm not going to leave you, mate.
It was the wrong zip.
So we're winding our way up to the obelisk.
We're wending our way over the hill. Can you see it? The obelisk? No.
Quite. I can almost see
that. Somewhere.
See the top. Oh, what are you after? Some salt tablets. Do you want me to get them?
I just want to find the right... Now I've got to be able to do this.
All right.
Yeah, I've got them. Ideally, without bending my...
So we're basically going to... We've gone about 8 miles. We're desperate for salt.
No, I'm just aware that I am sweating and I want to keep...
Yeah, that's fair. Absolutely.
Craziness. So now, as we climb out of Wendover, it's, you know, the bit we're not running, the Vale of Aylesbury, off to our right, you can see for miles.
Yeah.
My whole childhood Beautiful. Is over here on the right.
Have you seen my
I think that
childhood?
Small hill over there is Brill. And that's what it's called. I mean, that is also a description of how good it is. Salt tablet?
I'll have a salt tablet, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Cheers, mate.
I'm going for two, so apologies for the drop in talking quality.
No, go for it. Mm.
Oh, that's so powerful. Lemon and lime. It's too much. Mm. I'm doing Very some... Nice. Head started to spin around his body. So, yeah. But it's funny, isn't it? Because really... going back to the comedy clubs, it's all about a lot of the stuff that is nice for us is the same as us. It's the stuff that's still there that's kind of weathered the storm so far, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Places like that, the comedy club in Chelmsford and the Frog and Bucket and those people who did Britain's Got Talent stuff, they're all the same as us. They're all just still going, you know?
It's the clubs. There's an idea at the moment because... Everyone's on socials and it's all Instagram and everyone's posting furiously. So
yeah,
and some people have done very well out of it very quickly.
Yeah,
and so all the comics have jumped on, and now Instagram's just saturated with stand-ups, you know, comedic content, and people try to tour. But then you go to Frog and Bucket, and they say, "Oh, they." The club nights are going really well.
Yeah.
But the tours are sort of suffering. No one's, you know, they're suffering. They're not getting the crowds. And you just wonder whether that, the model of, you know, a compare and three comics is going to, it's been resilient so far, hasn't it? Let's face it.
I think it's kind of gone away and come back a bit. I think the idea,
it's lasted like you say, a long audiences, time.
Audiences just are younger.
Yeah.
And they behave in different ways now. But I think you're right. The last couple of years, people seem once again to have recognised that it's like a meal. You watch three, four, five comics, and some of them you like.
Yeah.
Some of you don't like. Some of you love. And the whole thing is
The whole thing's really interesting.
That's how it works.
And you chat about how different each one is, and that's the story of the evening, yeah.
And I think a couple of years ago, actually maybe 10, 20 years ago, people forgot that for a bit.
Yeah.
In the era of the... massive tour super comic,
yeah,
like your mate,
yeah, Mikey, yeah.
You get to a gig, even nice gigs, where you know, maybe at a time when one had a bit of pull, people say, "I came to see you, you know, you're my favorite, I came to see you, headline." They'll then see another act and say, "I don't like that act." It's like,
yeah,
it's a comedy club,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's nice. I mean, you say crowds are getting younger, and they tend to be in town, but a lot of the gigs I do out of town. Tend to be between sort of like 30 to 60 year old sort
yeah,
of
yeah, I know.
Which are my favourite gigs, really.
Yeah.
The Village Hall scene, the sort of.
It's a bit of a grown up game, isn't it? As in,
yeah.
To be a comic, you want a bit of life experience to play with and to get observational comedy.
Yeah.
You want a few reference points.
I mean, I went to see Laura Smith last Tuesday at. Top Secret doing a preview for a tour show.
Yeah.
And it was like middle of town. Show started at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
£1 to get in. Book it on the way out, which means they do a little appeal and people put a bit of money in the bucket on the way out.
Yeah.
And it was just young professionals coming straight from work.
Yeah.
Completely different crowd.
Yeah.
To any crowd I play to, really.
Nice crowd, I think.
Yeah, they were nice. Very they were positive. Nice. They were positive. They're a little bit slightly reserved at first, but it's 6 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But they're soon warmed up. Really, really supportive, very positive people.
And people also
it's just great.
People, good people, they're not going to heckle anything, but they can be a little bit scared about what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're 50 and you've been to that one in Chelmsford four other times over 10 years.
You know what you're going to get.
You don't care.
Yeah, you're fine.
You know what I mean? In a good way.
You chilled out.
It's not your problem what's going to happen at the gig.
But Laura was great, and it was just...
And she also...
She's really good.
Because she's not that old, but she's got what we're talking about. She's very grown up. She's a person who's lived her life
and
before she wrote
her
set.
Yeah.
So, I like the look of this path. Will you come with me this way?
Yeah, let's do it.
On a grassy sward. On
this
a... Not as gentle
nice
uphill, It's very good to run on, but
it's tough.
It's a bit of a push, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be argued in trail rules that we should be walking this.
Yeah, you'd probably walk this in.
But we're not going to do that today. And we'll...
We are running today.
We won't...
Today we run on.
Thank ourselves later. I enjoyed those salt tabs.
Yeah, nice.
It's good to be back on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they'd be quite sickly, but they're not really, are they?
No. I think... I like things that are, I like sweet things that are a bit salty.
Yeah.
And I love sour things.
Right.
So lemon and lime salt toast, just
perfect.
I'd almost have them anyway. You know?
It's a sweet pot.
Yeah. Another path into the woods there, but we'll stay on the one we're on now. Because you've got the view. I sat on your left looking past you for miles. I can see for miles.
So how's your body feeling? You feeling all right? How's your knee and all that?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Do you still get a shonk on it or you're okay?
Knee's okay.
Yeah.
My feet complain a lot at the moment.
Right.
Nothing that stops me. Tend to feel just really, literally makes me think I need new shoes.
Yeah.
It just probably hurt a bit less to run. This is a bit treacherous suddenly, isn't it? But no real concerns.
Right.
I've actually been wearing...
Oh, yeah.
You're going too fast for us to overtake.
Cheers.
Thank you. Another friend on the trail to...
Training for the...
To fall over in front of.
Marathon.
I came so close to doing a proper sit-down fall in front of that guy. Great. Another kissing gate. It's a big one. You could really get about 12 people kissing in there. Backham? Bacon?
Bacon Hill?
Yeah. Something like.
So, yeah, the circuit is ever mutating, fracturing, resilient. I mean, the fact is, I met a guy over from Canada, another guy in Manchester come over from New Zealand. A lot of them seem to base themselves in Manchester.
Yeah, yeah. Very strong scene in the northwest.
Yeah, there obviously is. But that's a sign of how healthy the circuit is, isn't it? It's still a magnet for international acts. They
also,
still
in a way,
come from all over the world,
which is very healthy, but also kind of weird. But I think completely true. And you know, hope no one minds me saying this, but the northwest scene. It's based on the urban comedy stylings, the comedy clubs of Manchester.
Yeah.
And then there's a massive dialogue with Liverpool. But Liverpool is both, as a comedy scene and as a town, likes to pretend that the other places don't exist.
Yeah.
So it kind of creates a tension, a sense of having to know where you are.
Yeah.
When you go on stage, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
those two towns are not interchangeable in terms of gigging.
No, Hot Water in Liverpool is one of the standout sensations of the last 6 or 7 years or so.
Yeah.
And about to go to a new venue, multi rooms within the same venue.
Yeah.
Just massive. I mean, it's, what they've tapped into there is very unique, special phenomena.
And they're big enough to behave as a, you know, a gravitational centre of a comedy universe.
Yeah.
And they do. And yeah, the audiences appreciate
that. They've done very well there.
Yeah.
Making loads of money.
Sorry. Thank you.
It's all right. And I've...
That dog got freaked out by us, but didn't realise till too late.
Yeah, mon chien.
That bark was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
What were those guys all about?
And apparently...
Here comes a runner.
Hot Water.
Is this the first runner we've seen today?
I think Hot Water are going to really ramp up the fees for the comics as well.
Yeah, they've always done that.
Massive
always
ramp up.
A bit more every time.
Hey, mate.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? The money has never gone up. Everything again, say some of these smaller promoters, they are... A lot of times it's because they either mainly are comedians or have been comedians or are just comedians enough that they get what it's like for the comedians.
Or have a basic sense of honour and decency.
And how much it costs to go to a gig and do it in this day and age.
And they tend
and
to be...
offer you a fee and you think, well, that's nice.
Yeah, to be fair, those guys tend to run gigs where it's very hard to do anything other than that gig.
Yes. No, that's right. I mean, it's a bit of a... talking of hot water and various London gigs, you can go to these gigs and do loads of sets.
Yeah.
And then get paid good money for that day's work.
But you've done a lot of
sets. You could earn the same amount of money
yeah.
in 20 minutes in a different town.
And that's a...
It's not a very...
That's another...
There is no, oh, look, the obelisk is in the distance.
And that's another absurdity of the industry, isn't it? Sorry, there's a bit of shop talk going on today.
No, it's interesting, but, I think.
But the idea that... All right, mate.
Thank you, cheers.
That if you're doing a... I thought that was Bear Grylls, but it's not. Is it?
He was just tying his shoelace. You thought he was going through the ground for nuts and berries.
He looked a bit like Bear Grylls.
Look
yeah.
at this. I have to get a picture. Look at that. Yeah. These tree roots in front of you.
Oh wow!
How long has that been there?
Yeah.
And the obelisk has just come into view as well. This is fantastic. We're crossing an ancient bridleway.
Very nice.
A tree with spectacular roots and just the obelisk just peeping up over the way.
Real adventure. But it's like. It's like, so if you go to a city and do like three gigs, you might get paid the same amount as if you go to another, to a place out of town and do one gig. And the argument is, oh, you can do three gigs.
Yeah.
But of course, it's three separate gigs. They're getting three separate gate receipts.
Yeah.
There's three separate.
Yeah.
It's
and
like.
It goes a lot further than that. It's, people,
it's like giving a plumber less because he's got a job in 10 minutes down the road.
Busy. Yeah, that's yeah.
yeah.
And also, they don't tell you what you're going to get.
Sometimes
they know
they
they're playing this. Oh, yes, this one, yeah. that one. And at the end of it, you don't know what you're going to earn until you get it.
Yeah.
Which is no
it's
way.
Absurd. It's absurd.
It's crazy.
And then you've got some clubs in town. I'm not going to tell you which because it's a secret. It's a top secret.
Some of the top clubs in town.
Yeah. yeah. And they book on the day.
Yeah.
So you can't plan for that at all.
Nope.
They just assume that you're going to keep your gig free on the off chance that you'll text them and they'll give you some gigs that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't argue with the policy because it's undoubtedly working. It's a sensationally successful club.
Yep.
But you can't take that to your mortgage, can you?
No, I mean, I never felt
can't
so
take
old.
That to the bank.
Last time I asked that promoter, I've never played Top Secret.
Right.
But I'm not falling out with him or anything. And I said, oh, I must come and do a gig for you sometime. This was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
He said, how about tonight?
Yeah.
And I said, what are you talking about? I know what we're having for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
No.
I've just been to the shops.
I'm going to completely circumvent my diary.
Yeah.
My diary is my life.
But that's what they rely on, though, isn't it? It's just like, this is your life. And I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. That's the time of life.
If I was 24,
yeah.
it wouldn't be weird at all.
I get that.
This is a nice place to be, isn't it?
She really liked you, didn't she?
Oh, every time.
She said hello. She really liked you.
That's it.
Yeah. So we're approaching a structure on a hill.
It's fairly major. I thought someone was sitting on it, but I've just realised maybe it's a bit of art or something.
Is it some sort of protest?
Dirty protest?
Yeah. So it's the obelisk outside Wendover.
Yeah, and we're on Bacombe Hill.
Yeah, Bacombe
Hill. And it's got a. It's a. The obelisk suggests a beacon. It's got a sculpture of a flame on the top of it, and it is on a.
Wow.
A real
looks
beacon.
Great,
I mean, the
yeah.
view is opening up. We already had a view on our right.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
The view in front
it?
Of us, and the next escarpment of the Chilterns.
This is good times.
Look at this place.
I feel like Claire Balding.
Yeah.
As we approach this.
Morning, Magpie. Yeah,
just
what a
the
place.
One, yeah.
Great.
Interesting little monument.
It says the monument erected in 1904 was almost totally destroyed by lightning on the 29th of January 1938.
Well, I'm not surprised.
And was rebuilt the same year by the Bucks County Council. They
nice.
Must have regretted that definite article later, but anyway. Don't really use that anymore, do we?
Erected.
Oh, the wind! So do you want to know how far we've gone so far?
Well, yeah, I mean, I doubt we'll have done 10.
Well, we've done 9.3.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
It's close enough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Just, look at that,
that
tractor
gorgeous.
Going down across that field. That's perfect. 9.3.
Let's so see what this. Let's see what this thing is here.
Oh, yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So it's a war memorial to the war in South Africa.
So the South Africa war. So the Boer War, is it? Yeah.
And
must be the Boer War.
I think that's
yeah.
an accident. It's like a kite has got caught on a sculpture of some flags. Can I get a picture of me and you in front of this view? And then we'll carry on running. I know.
Today we run all day.
Yes, that's right. Come this side of me. Let's get the view behind us.
The Lord has made.
We come to my left. Here we are. Look at this place.
My block.
He's having a block. He's got a mental block. It's crazy, that. Sweet. It's a mental block. Do you see what I did? Mm. So, I think we should run on.
Yeah.
How long have we done now? So, I literally don't know. But we'll carry on with episode two. We'll run back to Wendover.
Yeah.
Look at these crazy hills over here, though, before we go. That, see that over there? That's where I grew up.
Mm.
That's where my mum's house is still over there. She doesn't live in it anymore, but... Remember when this, as far as the eye can see,
the Deerings.
Was exactly the same. Well done. What he's done there is technical. He got his water out and he opened the
unzipped it.
Lid,
yeah.
Tipped it up, poured the water into his mouth, and then used the muscles of his throat to suck it down into his body.
As I will be doing during the marathon to Sable.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, thanks, I'm just going to sip this little tube.
There he goes, he's the bloke that we passed.
I've lost any sense of the maths of that. That was great getting to there.
Yeah.
That's a real key moment. As you say, slightly disappointing that it wasn't 10. I'll give you that.
Well,
I
didn't
wanted
think
it
was.
To be halfway.
Yeah.
But it nearly was.
We're approaching halfway.
You know why I thought it was? It was because of the aforementioned. It's because last time I came here, I'd got badly lost twice.
Yeah.
That will help with mileage. So, 2 hours and 10 minutes, 9.5 miles.
Not too bad.
I've forgotten.
It's not too bad.
I can't do the... It's basically 3 miles every 3/4 an hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Slightly on the good side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's almost 4.5 miles an hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 It's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's a lot of it when it's not when it's okay underfoot. We obviously go a little bit faster, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. And this is the path up here has been really gorgeous, but it's also a fair hill, so we get to cruise down now.
Yeah.
Into Wendover. I think there's a Pizza Express in Wendover, so we'll pop in there.
Yeah.
For an hour, and then
we'll make the 3:05 from Tring.
3:05 a.m.
Yeah. That was the initial plan, wasn't it? But it's fine.
Yeah, it's true.
We're on our way to. We're running to Tring.
We thought we'd start at 11.
Run for 4 hours.
Running 5 miles an hour. We started at 11:30.
We're running at 4:45. Yeah.
So we'll be getting
best
a half 4 out of
Tring. That. Yeah, that's fair enough.
We can do it. And I suddenly started really badly creaking. So apologies if you're hearing that. Listen, I was creaking. It's my sunglasses. I'll put them away properly. So, we've expressed all the comedy scene. It's be interesting, actually, what happens in the coming weeks, just in terms of the stories we're going to tell on here, because you've got loads of gigs.
Yeah.
I'm going off to do the Comedy Village, Robbie Ass's gigs in the Peak District.
Which is really... So is he putting you up then?
Yes.
And there's some good running around there, apparently. Oh, I mean, yeah. I didn't get to do it last time because I was tapering off for the York Marathon, so...
Oh, I'm going to run. I'm going to run this far.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, there'll be some really
and
nice runs.
And then maybe
runs.
A shorter one as well in the opposite direction up to yeah. the edge there. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, there'll be some lovely runs. And really, just really nice gigs, yeah.
Yeah. And on the night off, because it's the gigs are Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
All being well, on Tuesday, I'm going to be pub quizzing.
Yeah.
With the mighty Tony Audenshaw. Tony
Audenshaw. Tony Audenshaw. Tony Audenshaw. That'll be great.
Yeah, so it's going to be lovely.
So you've reached out to Tony?
Yeah.
Who's no longer doing marathon talk, as far as I understand it.
No, I think he's From the Shed.
Right.
Went independent.
Right.
In lockdown. And then, of course, marathon talk is the same thing, isn't it? But it's owned and run by different people now, I think.
Right, okay.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Interesting. We don't know, but we're very keen to find out.
Well, we know he's
Well, I'm going for a run, actually, in all seriousness, I'm going for a run with... Dave McNamara,
right?
Who is he works for the World Marathon Majors.
Oh, that'd be good fun.
And he's
thank you.
He is. Again, I think he's works for Marathon Talk as well. But I'll find out more about that. He's just done the Seville Marathon.
Right.
Do you know, I say the other day he was a bit disappointed, but
yes,
got off
yeah.
And he's just been in. I don't think he was running it, but he's just been in Tokyo for the marathon.
Oh, nice.
So,
I know a few people have been in Tokyo.
Lots to find out there.
I would like to do the Tokyo Marathon, actually.
Yeah.
I bet it's really well run.
Oh, yes.
I bet it's great there. So, yeah. I mean, Tokyo's a great city.
Have you been?
Yeah, I've been to Tokyo. Ah. Yeah, I've gigged in Tokyo, yeah.
Wow.
I'd love to run there. An incredibly... Just an incredible marathon scene in Japan, generally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loads of world-class marathon runners. Yeah, that sounds good fun.
Funnily enough, when I was started running for Parkinson's UK,
yeah,
I was daydreaming quite hard about doing the World Marathon Majors, but it was Tokyo that put me off.
Because
I was worried enough about
expensive,
three of them being in America.
Right.
But Tokyo is just too far away.
Very expensive as well, I'd imagine, to do it, yeah. I've never been that bothered by that. I don't see challenges like that as particularly challenges. They're more sort of how much money have you got? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The sort of world majors. It's like, it's great, but if you can do a marathon, you can do five in different times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's all a bit like...
Yeah, but you're not... It's collecting, isn't it? You're not a collector.
No, I'm not a collector.
It's
no.
a collection. It's not about... Yeah. You know, the challenge is completism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not like that.
Like, you know, as someone who had nearly all the Star Wars figures...
Right.
You know, that isn't an athletic challenge either, but I still wanted the ones.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
have.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. I mean,
but anyway,
it's pure laziness. I mean, I've done London flight five times or whatever. It's just
yeah,
pure.
Yeah, you say that, but I don't think it is pure laziness. I think it's, as you say, it's a need that you as a human just don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how many different park runs have you been to?
Yeah, not that many. No.
No, because you don't need it. You're not bothered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like I just like running. Run, run, run.
And the same way that even running around where we run, you know, of course we both run the same runs
yeah.
over and over again. But I always mix it up. I always have to run where I didn't run last time, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas I think, going back to what you were saying earlier on.
I'm not that bothered.
No, it's in fact, long training, is unusual for getting to a point where you think, oh God, here we go again.
Yeah, yeah,
normally
yeah.
you could go round and round Highgate Woods.
Well, I mean, I've been running
that infinitum, you know.
I've been running around the heath, and sometimes I'll have little like 20-minute periods where I just completely forgot I've been running, you know.
Yeah.
And that's because I just run the same route round all
just
the time.
Just unlock, yeah.
Just lapping it, just lapping the heath.
Well, it's a runner's
lap.
It's a runner's mind, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
But I think with going back to running marathons around the world, I gave up on that dream. Well, partly because I couldn't afford it. And also because not just couldn't afford it, but I wanted to do it for charity. So I didn't want to waste any money on it.
Soak the money up, yeah.
A good view of Wendo from where we're going next. So we're going to go down into that town.
Yeah.
And then turn right and go round those hills to our right here.
Yeah.
Climb up them from the right hand side.
Oh, okay.
Hiya. These is that women, checkers over there?
These women really fancy us.
Every time.
Did you see the eye contact?
You know you do that every time.
But then the other two women, they actually waited for us to come back again with the dogs.
They were just doing the same walk as us, Paul.
Words got round. Big smiles on their faces.
I think I understand why the kissing gate thing's not happening. I just found going to other countries and doing marathons incredibly tiring.
Just stressful. Because you've got two elements going on. You've got a marathon, which is innately tiring.
Yeah.
And then you've got the stress
travel
of a different...
and stress.
And then you got the stress of a different country.
Yeah, and then in the case of America, also jet lag. And
yeah.
You know, just not up for it. But I would say that that's quite long established now. I mean, I think it's 10 years since I did Berlin.
Yeah.
So maybe...
Might be time to crack
it. Might be time
one.
To try and find a different way around to do it, you know. I mean, I daydream that I would do New York again if I could spend a fortnight in New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But of course, again, I would only want to do that if I was there for some kind of work.
I'd like to do Boston, maybe.
Yeah.
As well.
That's where Helen Thorne's going next.
Right.
Swearing Helen off to Boston.
So has she got a good for age? You need a good for age to do Boston?
I don't know. I think that she is... her charity has got her got her doing the marathon majors.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! She's just been in Australia, but she's an Australian living in London. Surely it gives you a different relationship to travel and jet lag and all that business. Oh, sun's out.
It is out, yeah.
Chalky underfoot.
It is, yeah, it's
very
lovely.
Nice.
Gentle little downhill.
So the downhill is feeling slightly impacty. I'm not enjoying it as much as I thought.
What, coming down because of the legs?
Just thump, thump, thump.
A little bit quaddy.
Yeah, just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
I can handle it. It's just not a treat.
Yeah.
Then we came down through those woods earlier on. It's like, oh, yeah. This is more, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, it'll be... it'll be interesting to see how you handle the second half of it, because you haven't had as many long runs as me recently, have you?
No.
I'm sure you'll bring your ultra will kick in.
Yeah, I did run 18 10 days ago.
Yeah.
So, you know.
How long did it take?
3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you're right, I'm probably going to be adding an hour, but I think
at
it's
least,
within my compass.
Yeah. But we are running nice and slow. So
I'm worried about falling over, I'll tell you that much. See? As if to prove it. I had my first ever sour cherry Velo Forte gel here.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. But you know what they are?
What are they?
They're sticky.
Right.
It bothers me. Carrying on running with a sticky finger. That's a problem. I think I had to wash it off with some of my water. And I've actually got some of those sour cherry Velofortes with me, if you want one.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, they're out of date, about 6 months out of date.
Oh, I tell you, I'm like that. My son Rudy is he's such a stickler for out of dateness. If something's a few days out of date, he's just not having it.
I think
well, there's our generations, but well, I'm definitely more laissez-faire about
it. I was going to say, this is our generation. I think your generation, strangely, is a little bit earlier than my generation. I think most people are fairly sticklery for best supporters.
If you're going to heat something up, it doesn't really matter how old it is. I won't want to call it. I won't want to call it a philosophy.
Just scrap it off and chuck it in. Funny enough, I think my daughter would probably be the same. Looks all right, in it goes. Look at that thumbnail. I tried to get it off.
Oh, no.
But you see, if I tear it off and it tears down.
Oh, God. Oh, you don't want that. That's going to really hurt.
I should have bought my nail clippers. Have you got nail clippers in your pack?
Oh, yeah, I've got that. Got all the nail clippers, yeah.
Great. And you got anything for getting stones out of horses' hooves?
Gonna need that. I might take something for the camels.
Otherwise they'll get the hump.
Yeah, they're gonna get the hump. Gonna get the right hump.
Lovely, lovely stuff. So, very pretty.
Yeah.
The monument on Coombe Hill.
We've seen it.
Backham Hill.
That's nice.
And now we're going Backham into Wendover.
Past halfway on the run to Tring.
It's very tiring, Tring. See what I did?
Dring. We're coming in. Coming in a Tring.
Tring!
We got some mint cake. And some bananas.
Mint cake bananas. I've got a potato in here somewhere.
Have you really?
Trouble is, I can't get any of it with this stupid thumb. It's ridiculous. I'm going to have to have you rummaging down the old butt pack.
Oh, lovely.
In the next episode. But right now, we take our leave of you as we head into Wendover. And
we've done the obelisk.
Let's check the recorders. Let's actually press stop this time.
Yes.
We'll see you in a couple of 100 metres, guys.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.